If you've never seen a black person before, a white person is going to recommend Snoop Dogg or some other. Who else?
I get what you mean. He's like, he's safe.
Yeah, he's a safe gangster.
Oh, look at him. He's like, he cooks with Martha Stewart and shit.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
You are now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy, Nas, a.k.a. Steve.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. A safe space for thoughts. Awkward guys with regular lives. I am retiring from doing the fucking intro at this fucking point. Awkward Thinkers!
Clap it up.
Clap it up, white people. Claps in the building if you're watching. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And what else? What else do they need to do?
Make sure you follow. Make sure you send them this out. Make sure you're in our comment section. And you down there and you talking. Let us know about the episode. Let us know what you liked about it. Let us know what you didn't like.
Yes.
If we need to do some shit better, put that in the comment section.
Yes.
What was the favorite part of our conversation?
Yes.
Anything. Give us some engagement.
Give us some engagement. Give us some streams.
Okay,
give us
not too much, okay? We gotta calm down. Okay. He gets a little too excited.
Okay. Happy holidays, guys. You know, the holidays are here. We are dressed. We are in our matching pajamas. Last year we did our stepbrothers thing. This year, hopefully, we can do a little picture with Santa, gang signs and all that, or with the Grinch. I don't know. I want to do something different this year for our holidays.
I know this gonna sound crazy.
Let it sound crazy.
For a brief moment, I thought we were already past Christmas.
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm really with you on that because I'm not going to... My days have been blurry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. As an adult, it's just... Christmas... I don't want to say it's not for us, but it just don't feel Christmas. Christmas don't feel like...
We need to have children. That's what it is. Yeah. We need to have children. And you're the one with the girlfriend, so... It's your time, buddy.
I'm good.
It's your time. Well, once a ring is on her finger, and y'all are happily married, then the babies will come. That's what it happens. And I would love that for you. Thank you. I hope that. 12 children for you guys.
Oh, please don't fucking say that.
12 children. Beautiful babies. Beautiful children.
10 of them motherfuckers got to go somewhere else. Because I ain't doing shit with 12 kids. I'm sorry. It is slow.
I feel like the Grinch has become the new Santa, if I'm not mistaken.
People are, and I don't know what that is, because Dr. Seuss was not even, the Grinch was cool, don't get me wrong.
Come on now, don't say that disrespectful.
But the Grinch it should not be a household thing where everybody is trying to, like, make him Santa Claus now. You just said the same shit out your mouth.
I said they're trying to make him Santa Claus, but you're saying the Grinch is not a household, the Grinch is a household name. It's a household fucking name.
I feel
name.
Like the Grinch had its time, and it's like, let that bitch
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, leave that bitch back in 2005 when it first aired.
No. That is a timeless classic.
The VCR tape for the Grinch.
I don't have the VCR tape for it. And I've always watched it on ABC Family. Mm. Yeah. That was my thing. ABC Family was my thing.
Them 25 fucking days of Christmas, nigga.
It was a good time. But that's what it is. We're adults, and so our times has changed, and we don't know. But I like still watching kid shit.
Yeah.
So when I'm looking for the kid shit either to watch, I'm like, I don't see the Christmas special, nigga. Mm-hmm. I just seen the Guardians of the Galaxy have a Christmas special. And I'm like, I didn't watch it. But that's nothing a kid would watch. Necessarily, I don't think that's like, oh, I want to see the Guardians of the Galaxy, nigga. I want to see like how he had That's So Raven had a
that
holiday.
Christmas episode, nigga. That was very memorable. Yeah. She had to go back and get that chain and everything.
What is that? Was that her? Are you talking about Smiley?
Get your chain back, Ryan.
Get your chain back. You guys, if you watch Spatties,
we toxic.
I do want to talk about a little bit more the traditionish-esque things.
Mm-hmm.
Elf on the Shelf. I want to know what was the origin.
I never had Elf on the Shelf growing up myself.
Look, that's why we have phones. Well, go ahead. I'm listening.
But I remember my little cousin, my auntie, she would do Elf on the Shelf for my cousin. And that little motherfucker used to move. And they used to just be like so amazed by that motherfucking moving. And they was like, you can't touch it.
We never did Elf on the Shelf in Philly. Like my mom would do dumb ass shit, as in wake me up 3 days before Christmas. Like that's the shit. But I'm a dumb ass kid. Like I'm three,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking like, you know, my mom wakes me up.
Oh, well, you
up.
Don't even fucking know the days.
Exactly.
Of the week at that point.
So that's what I'm saying.
Your
mom like
cruel.
So she's waking me up, and you know I'm geeked. She's like, mm-hmm. It's Christmas, and you know I don't even know if it's break, if I'm in break or preschool, whatever mm-hmm. the case is. So she's like, it's Christmas. So I'm running. I'm geeked, and I'm like, it ain't no Christmas. It ain't no Christmas mm-hmm. under there. She's like, oh, he must have just. She's evil. He must have just forgot to come to the house. Oh, well, you might as well go back to sleep now and shit like that, bro. I was so
I would have been throwing a fucking fit,
bro. I was
where the fuck is he at?
But I'm like, bring him. Okay, you know, like regular. It says this is on the HuffPost. While some might assume that the Elf on the Shelf is a product of Hasbro or Mattel, it's actually the brainchild of a stay-at-home mom, Carol Absold, and her grown twin daughters, that's a lot. How the fuck?
Krista?
No. This it said Chetta.
Shonda?
Oh, that's Shonda? You never see Shonda spelled like that.
That is so weird as fuck.
Shonda, I thought it was like Chetta Nan or some shit like that. Shonda Bell and Krista Pitts in 2004, and they wrote a poem that would become the product storybook of Elf on the Shelf.
Hmm.
So, three white women invented
Elf. Three white women?
That's what it say, right?
You said three white women?
Yeah.
Three white women.
Woman.
You said three white
women. It's like with an E.
White women.
Women.
Yes.
Woman.
You have to make the distinction.
No, but that's what I said. I said woman.
You said there was three white women. Womans. You said three women. White women.
Woman, yeah.
It's three white women.
You're not going to make me sound like a fucking idiot on here.
You
yeah,
just,
it's three white women.
Yes. And you see how you said women that time? You've been saying.
Are you playing chicks with me?
You've been saying three white women.
No, I have not. I've
the
literally
camera,
said it the same.
Don't speak for itself.
Literally the same way.
The camera goes show the truth.
But yeah, I thought it was some deep like Dutch this and this and that. It's kind of quite boring the ways.
It's just some easy money grabber shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we wrote a poem and then it blew up and this
now
and
they
this
got
this
Snoop Dogg. It's Snoop on a
Stoop. Snoop on a Snoop. Stoop.
Stoop.
And I'm like, bro, number that's more try that
how
dog
the fuck did Snoop Dogg become a household name like how he is? And this nigga's like, I've seen this nigga beat bitches up on movies and shit.
That is very true. I don't know how Snoop Dogg has done it. His team is impeccable
mm-hmm.
because I don't see Snoop like I was just having this conversation and I'm like, Snoop has now become the gimmicky gangster. Now he is from that lifestyle, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what he takes pride in. But he's like, if you want to describe a gangster, older white people are going to be like, oh, Snoop Dogg, you ever seen? Like, mm-hmm. if you've never seen a black person before, a white person is going to recommend Snoop Dogg or some other. Or who else?
I get what you mean. He's like, he's safe.
Yeah, he's a safe
like,
gangster.
Oh, look at him. He's like, he cooks with Martha Stewart
exactly.
and shit and he gets high with her.
Exactly. And white women love Snoop Dogg.
They do.
They love him from all ages.
That is cool. You know, around Christmas and shit, and around tax time, that little mm-hmm. whole season, the boosters come out.
The boosters are here.
And so,
booster season.
If you want to rack up for Christmas, now, it's hard for the motherfuckers to get gifts, like toys and shit, because
mm-hmm.
you can't just put a toy up under your shit, or you can't just... But if you want some fucking clothes, them boosters go get it for you.
Yeah.
Them niggas is going to make sure you get whatever the fuck you need, and... I just remember a lot of times, like, motherfuckers would come back with these big-ass garbage bags full of clothes. And it's like, bitch, how did you put all this in a bag? Where was you at? And did you just grab it and run? Or I need to know. They need to have boosters need to start going around with a GoPro. I need to see
that
this shit.
That is actually some genius shit. Go yeah. A booster being with a GoPro, well, it's kind of ass backwards because you are committing a crime.
Motherfucker wear a ski mask.
That is true. They have banned ski masks from Philadelphia.
Damn.
Yeah, they
that's
did.
That seems racist.
It's not. It probably is.
Yeah.
And because, you know, a lot of black kids do wear ski masks. It's a trend
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. And I just look at it like it's not necessary. Niggas in Philly was wearing fucking ski masks and bubble coats and jeans in the summer. Like, nigga, grow the fuck up. Like, let your ops kill you at that point. That's how I'm looking at it.
What the fuck you got a ski mask on in the summer?
In the summer. That's what I'm saying. In the,
I can it see was, the winter it, shit.
Philly, it was real bad with the ski mask. Like, it was real bad. Like, hella. Hella ski mask.
Well, you everywhere. Was wearing ski masks during the fucking summer. You,
that's what I'm saying.
Philadelphia.
I was one of them, nigga.
Fuck. You know how everybody be fucking at your job? You think the elves be fucking?
Yeah, because they had like little love interest in the little elf industry. And but my thing is, like, where is the mental health awareness for elves?
Yeah.
You know, where is the break?
Who's advocating for them?
Exactly.
Do they have a union?
Do they have a union? Do they have somebody to speak for them? You know how Orange and New Black, the jail, had the rebellion? I want somebody to make a story of how the elf rebellion.
That'd be, what if all the, like, the elves got tired of that shit and was just like, fuck it, we just need to kill the humans.
Yeah, I think that would be a great fucking story.
Naughty are nice.
Yep, naughty are fucking nice.
Don't be on them fucking elves list.
And then they raid your house like, like you did like a drug bust or something like that, they'll ram it.
We had like a little conversation at the house.
Oh, we did.
We did. It was not a heavy conversation.
It was fairly heavy.
I don't be feeling like some shit.
It was accountability, self reflection type of conversation at the crib. But go ahead.
Why would you say accountability and self reflection?
It was just some things that I felt like needed to be addressed in retrospect on how we either both of us not carried. It was more of a me thing. I took it as, and it wasn't like a bad me thing. It was just more so I have to correct on, this is not probably the best way to go about things, and it's just another way, you know, another way to chill me out, to make shit right.
Nas had told me, like, when we number one, I expressed to Nas, I said, I don't do well in guy talk. Like, I'm not. When it comes to certain conversations, I am not good at talking. So, like, if we talking about shorties and we start, like, comparing shorties and we start doing all this other shit, I get uninterested in that conversation, or I am not the person that's, like, eager and involved in the conversations.
Yeah.
And at that time, when I first told him that, I really didn't understand why. It was kind of, like, a struggle for me to understand why I didn't connect on that level. And then we started talking about sex. Like, we were talking about sex, or we were on the topic of sex, and I was like, you know, sometimes you're kind of vanilla when you talk about sex,
like very creamy vanilla. But go ahead,
creamy
listen.
Vanilla
creamy
and we vanilla. Talking about sex and you talking about creamy and,
that's the point. Go ahead.
The nigga said, like, he said sometimes when I speak about sex, it's as if I'm not there, or if I'm not actually,
like, a
participating.
Third person.
I'm just describing what's going on or whatever.
like fucking pervert looking through a window. Literally. Talking about sex. Okay.
And I ain't gonna lie, it kind of threw me off, and we had to talk about it a few times and, like, hash it out a little bit. It wasn't like, I don't think it was a heated conversation at all.
No,
but I was just confused because I'm like,
it got heated.
You didn't want it to get heated, trust me. But I'm a person, like, we can have those kind of conversations and shit, but in that moment, I'm like, nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? Because I feel like, you know, my sex isn't vanilla. Like, I do some nasty shit when it comes down to sex.
Go ahead, talk your
and
shit.
And so, what was shit. The example that you had me do? You said...
I said, talk about...
like my favorite part of sex.
Yeah, your favorite, like, part of sex. What's your favorite part? I was like, describe your favorite part of having sex.
And so I'm like, I like the buildup. I like the being intense with each other and, like, getting each other to that point where we can, I like the fact that we can get each other to that point where we can both, I don't know, feel each other, like, reach our maximum together with each other. And I guess that was the conversation, or what he felt like was vanilla or plain. And I'm like, nigga, what? How else do you want me to talk about sex? How else do you want me to describe sex? And I just thought about it for a second. It took me a second. And I just thought about the way that other niggas, when I hear how they describe sex or when they talk about sex, and I'm like, what you want me to say? Like, oh, when I'm fucking her, she be throwing that shit back and she be doing this and that with it. And she know how to ride that motherfucker and she be taking dick like a pro. She can do this. And he was like, yeah. And I realized there is an expectation for us to kind of speak that way. And I realized I'm not comfortable speaking that way. Like, and I'm okay with not being comfortable. I feel like some things is not for us to force ourselves into doing something just so that way other people can be comfortable. Because right. In that moment, and it's not like a bad thing, but that's the conversation Nas wants from me. That's the conversation that seems like it might be engageful for the people who are watching for me to talk like that. And so, like, I explained to him, like, I don't like talking like that just because I feel like that's more boastful. That's more me bragging about myself and what I'm able to make her do in that moment. And I just feel like it is a part of me that feels like describing sex in that way is demeaning. Like, if I'm just talking about what I can do and how I can do this and shit to her, it sounds one-sided to me
personally. I'll take a vulgar approach. That's just how I think, and that's just maybe the dynamics of how I was raised and not saying it's just the dynamics of how I was raised, and I come from a house where, you know, you've heard me and my mom talk before. Like, it's a very open, talk crazy, you know, I was doing this or it's not something like that. It's that type of house. So I'm used to that type of way of describing anything. And, you know, I go to the furthest extent to describe anything. And I'm very, I think when it comes to sex, I don't mind. I don't brag too much. It's a little thing that Charlamagne was saying, like, it's okay. And I think I learned this like when I was like 13, 14. And it was like, don't brag on your dick. Because he was like, yeah, I used to brag on my dick all the time. And then when shorty, I never bragged on my dick on some, like, I'll talk to the homies like, yeah, I did this. But when it's initially to a woman, I'm never bragging on my dick.
But what is this thing with us that makes us feel like, because sometimes it be like, all right, nigga, what you want a cookie? You want, like, what do you want from telling me that you can fuck good? Like, what am I supposed to do with that? Because you'll be around niggas and niggas will just start talking about it and be like, okay, like,
yeah,
what am I supposed to do with that? And again, the way that we engage in that conversation, it just seems like I'm really not prideful, but I'm bragging about what I feel like I can do.
Yeah.
And I want other people to know. I'm trying to express to other people, yeah, this is what I do in the bedroom. I be knocking shit down in the bedroom.
Yeah. And go ahead. What else?
Chill. Look at you. But I don't know.
But people like hearing shit like that.
And I get
it's
it.
Because it's like, well, we had that other argument about the Charleston White shit. And yeah. I said, I don't really indulge in Charleston White's because I don't see anything positive that he said. And then y'all pulled up a clip of him saying that,
when I was saying the positive shit, when I was y'all wasn't listening.
Exactly.
Now
so,
I'm an ignorant nigga. Everybody wants to put their ear up to the door.
And that's just
here.
The way of the world. You know what I mean? And ignorant shit will always be at the forefront of anything. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying to dumb yourself down because you're an educated person. And if that's how you want to view it. But I wanted this. And I wanted this conversation to be on the show because I necessarily want everybody to know this is how he is. This is in general. This is not what y'all are going to get 24/7. I know y'all, I can give y'all raw, raunchy, or whatever the case is. That's just not Vince. And I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? So if I'm okay with it, for damn sure, if y'all niggas listening, y'all niggas better be okay, nigga. But nah, for real. Like, shit, if it's not him, and I had to respect that. And I think that was a self-reflection moment of I just have to accept him for, hey, this is as much as I'm comfortable with, and the growth of somebody. We still don't, yeah, we are regular fucking people. It's still at the same coin of everything. We're regular fucking people. And sometimes that, and I'm not saying we're this big name or big household, we're working towards that. But since we are regular people, we still have regular lives that we attend. And the things that we do say do affect the people that are around us in some moments. So that's what it took for me on my accountability part, because I had to realize, I'm like, wow, I do these things and I don't know the outcome of said person. You know, I know things that are detrimental to a person that somebody doesn't want out, or some, I will never talk about something that somebody told me in confidence, as in, you know, but if I'm sharing my story, sometimes I'm I'm not really respecting the space of the person that I've done that with. We got some stuff. This has been at the house for at least 3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it. I seen it on another pod, and I was like, we got to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it says lose your virginity with Chaz. So it's Chaz kettle chips. It's pussy flavored chips. So we're going to be eating coochie flavored chips. This hailed all the way from England. This is overseas. This is English. This is UK pussy over here.
That UK pussy. I heard about it.
So the ingredients are, there's so many fucking languages.
Right on the side.
Oh, here's the one in English. It's potato, rapeseed oil. A big word I could not say. salt, onions, garlic, a lot. Oh, cream powder. And it's bold in cream powder. Like, it's bold. Like, that's the only thing bold right there.
Hmm.
Cream powder, yeast extract, natural flavor, acidity, regulator.
How the fuck do you natural flavor pussy chips?
I have no idea. Lemon powder, parsley, black pepper, natural sour cream flavor, and antioxidants.
So,
go ahead. I'm listening.
Before we even get into the, or like, oh, taste them, what does pussy taste like for you?
Wow, that's such a beautiful question. What does pussy taste like to me? Since I haven't licked a vagina in a very fucking long time, it tastes very like skin.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really have a taste. It has an initial taste. Battery acid.
Mm-hmm.
It has a very battery acidy, acidic, like somebody licked a Sour Patch, like it took all the sour off of it, and now it's just a regular Sour Patch. That's what pussy tastes like to me.
Sour Patch?
Not like a Sour Patch in general.
It has
a humidity taste. Like, I don't know how to describe it.
It's kind of like, and I.
It's a full fucking bag.
It's kind of like that. I would say that first taste of pussy kind of tastes like morning breath.
What?
Like, imagine morning breath. Like, I feel like I'm
nigga,
not gonna lie.
My morning breath is wicked. So if that's the first fucking thing you taste,
But it's like, imagine. I don't know how to explain that.
Are you saying
shit.
Morning breath, like, all right, I didn't brush my teeth morning breath? Or are you talking about morning breath, I brushed my teeth that night, and then it's like a mild.
Of course you brush your
teeth. Yeah, like a mild.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Where it's like a little tanginess. It's that tanginess in your mouth and shit. And then it's also like.
Orange juice and toothpaste. That's what it would be like. Nah, like that tang.
Because that ain't too bad.
Please, continue. Go.
But
please.
Pussy do got like a tanginess to it. And it also just depends on you. It depends on the person and what they eat and what they drink and how often they eat and drink those things and any extracurricular activities right. that they do. You know, how well you wash and everything.
I've had some, and I know I tell a lot of, you know, it's been a thing with niggas that they like.
I was going to ask, how do you like your pussy served?
I like my pussy served fresh out the shower, spread open.
Are you sure?
Wide.
Huh? Are you sure?
I do. Sometimes I do. I do like my pussy clean. Mm-hmm. Now, hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
I do sometimes like it to be a little sitting out. As in, I like a little day pussy. I like some pussy that's been doing some things. And I'm not saying you did a full court at the fucking gym or you did, you know, your squats or anything, your aerobics, Pilates,
but
whatever class.
Go run some errands. Go to Target real quick.
I'm not telling all that, but. Target, you ran to Target real fast. You don't even got no drawers on your leggings. That's the something. And then you're like, I'm a little horny. It's something human like for me. Mm-hmm. Something that gets
the pheromones.
Yeah, it gives me back to my roots, my human esque roots. That I'm like, this is where pussy is supposed to be.
Mm.
Back in the forest, like foresty type of pussy, Everglade type of pussy, Poland Spring type of pussy. Like, you ever had Deer Park warm?
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either. But it's I'll still drink it. That's what I'm saying.
What? How old was you when you first started eating pussy? We can start eating chips too.
Okay. How old was I when I started eating pussy? I was a late bloomer. So I think 17, and which people would be like, that's not, you know, but 17, and I, when the first time, I wanted to do everything, and I really thought I was killing her. Mm-hmm. Fucking, I'm like, yeah, nigga, I'm doing that. I'm in there. Let me open these bitches up. What was for you?
I think, nigga, you're talking about a late bloomer. I'm a real late bloomer. I think I was 22.
What the fuck? No, 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 no. No, bro.
Just do, they smoke.
They stink, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
No,
I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced. Them bitches stink.
They don't smell like any pussy I've ever smelled.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's type wicked. I ain't gonna lie. Here, but grab one.
I think I was 22. I just dug in my ear, so I'm gonna use this hand.
Okay.
I was 22. I think... I was always apprehensive to eating pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I know.
And
I
not
know.
Even necessarily apprehensive. I just knew for me, I wasn't eating pussy until I was in a relationship. Like what I felt like was at least an adult relationship or a stable relationship. I don't know. Just growing up, the way that people talked about, people were not eating pussy like when I was growing up. Like people, my older brothers, everybody, older cousins around was like, no, you better not be out here eating pussy. You don't do this and do that. So I was already like, oh, I'm good. And then it's like,
Caribbean men don't eat pussy though.
Yeah,
that's like a big thing with Caribbean men. Like mm-hmm. they don't like, they think that's not
and I don't sanitary. I think
not sanitary, but that I don't know why they don't like it, but it's like a big thing in like Jamaican. Mm-hmm. And yeah, these really stink. I'm sorry, but these are not.
I don't
like
smell it. It smell like kind of sour cream and onion.
You wanna start?
Yeah, we can.
Let's try this taste. Go ahead. Let's try it.
I've had worse pussy.
It's just it don't taste like nothing. Like
it tastes like a sour cream and onion chip.
It do, but it's like a weird. Yeah,
it's an aftertaste.
I think. And now, I've never reclined no pussy or nothing like that. But this is, I don't know on this one. This is not.
I'm trying to catch the aftertaste.
The aftertaste is not doing it. And I think it's because it's like,
it kind of put me in the mind of wings or something.
Malik, come in here. I'll blow your face out. But come in here and come taste this pussy.
There you go. Come put this pussy in your face.
Come put this pussy in your mouth, man. Go try this, man.
This is our new assistant, Malik.
All right.
How it smell?
Well, it smell weird.
No. Don't get me wrong. Our homie Malik, he a nasty nigga, so he don't be minding nasty pussy.
I'm a Q.
Why the...
It's not a good flavor, is it?
I don't know.
He bitch is kind of decent.
I was about to say.
Am I gay?
I was about to say these bitches kind of
I don't like them.
It's not. These are not pussy chips. Like, so they don't have the taste or anything.
They don't have a taste.
No. I'm gonna tell you what they taste like. You know them kettle chips from
Subway?
Yes. The kettle chips from Subway. That's what they taste like. But this is not. They did a terrible job at advertising. This is
ASMR.
It's not at all.
This is UK pussy. I don't like UK pussy. This is what it is.
That's what do you mean you don't like? Have you ever had UK?
That's the consensus. This is the consensus of what UK. Here, you want them? You want to kill these? Go ahead, please. They're kettle chips, by all means. Do you want some more pussy before he takes it away? All right.
Don't get too full off that pussy. We're going out to eat after this. All right. Well, that was our trial. What, eating pussy on air?
Eating pussy on air. That was the kinkiest you'll ever see me eating pussy.
They were all right.
They were. Yeah, they were okay. They were not. It was just an initial smell. Like opening the bag was kind of a wicked smell. Like, oh, this pussy been sitting out.
I'm not a big fan of pussy having taste. Like, and I know that sounds crazy. And I don't mean that in a way to shame women because, you know, our body parts have taste to them, I guess. Yeah. I guess to be expected or whatever. But personally, And just if I had the choice to be like, oh, I'm going to take this away,
yeah,
I would take the taste away. Because it's like the taste brings me back to what I'm doing. Like the taste brings me back to like, oh, you eating pussy.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem eating pussy like in a relationship and stuff. I just, it's like that, I don't know, it's something about it that's like, when I'm aware of the taste, it's like, the taste fuck it up. I throw some flavored lube on that shit real quick and be like.
The see, my thing is, I like eating pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy eating pussy. It's just one of those things where, it's not one of those things, I really enjoy eating pussy. It's one of those things where, I'm not doing it for everybody and not everybody. I'm very like sensitive on like not the look of it, but some pussies don't look cool.
Yeah,
some pussies some women pussy. Have really pretty pussies.
Yeah,
and a pretty pussy will really make me want to eat it even more.
I agree. If and again, not to shame, but if your shit look symmetrical,
yeah,
and it's like
if it looks like a neat pussy,
yeah. Because some pussy don't look neat.
Yes.
And it's not sloppy. A bad thing either. But and I hate
and
that.
And I hate. And we got to, you know.
I got to keep saying
keep the
that.
Parameters. We're going to put a disclaimer.
Yeah. Every pussy matters. All pussy matters.
All pussy matters. Yeah. We got to get a t-shirt. All pussy matters.
All pussies matter. But my favorites be the neat ones. It'd be like, oh, somebody took their time. God took his time.
God took his time with that. He needed that dough and blessed you. You got that limited edition pussy.
Literally.
But and I like a little surprise pussy. I like the pussy that, you hiding in here? Get out of there, you little. look out of it. What are you doing in there?
I would say I do enjoy eating pussy.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy the reaction. I feel like control. Mm-hmm. I'll get back to that. But I do feel like there's a control with it. Mm-hmm. Like as you're doing this and it's like, I don't know, motherfucker. All I'm doing is, you know, flick of the tongue and some other shit. And this got you like riled up and shit. And you,
I don't like when my tongue hit a cramp though.
Well, that's why you just got to rest on it.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm a upper lip it. I'm an upper lip it. I mean, bottom lip it.
If I feel like my tongue is crapping, cause not even my tongue. Sometimes my fucking jaw will cramp up.
Yeah.
And so what I'll do is.
It just you
and that'll do it, or I've throwing the fingers at that point, but
because women love to tell us like, oh, y'all don't know how to eat pussy, and in some cases a lot of niggas don't know how to mm-hmm. eat pussy. But for me, and I can only speak for myself, when I am hitting that point where you know this is the spot for you, I would love to continue.
Yeah,
but my fucking jaw hurts.
Nah, I ain't
my fucking lie. I be trying to power through the shit,
mm-hmm.
but boy oh boy, my fucking jaw starts to lock up.
As averse as I am to certain shit, when it comes to pleasing, I am that nigga. I am going to make sure, like, even if it hurt, like, because that shit will hurt, and you got to just lay your head to the side after it for a while and let it rest. But it's like, I'm gonna make sure we here, especially because I'm not I enjoy it when I do it, but I am not always looking forward to eating pussy because it's just not one of my favorite things to do.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But when I do it, I do feel like I need to make sure I go all out. So I'll be down there for a while to make sure.
Same.
Like I'm a put on a show.
For me, it depends on the shorty too. Sometimes the prettier the shorty, the more I just want to do everything to you. Mm-hmm. That's just to me. Like, it's like, you look so fucking good. I just want to do I might eat your ass by the end of this. You know what I mean? That's how far I'm going to make this pretty girl slut it out.
You believe in eating pussy on the first link?
No. So you know what stopped me? And I have a person that I know, close to me, that I know. And he was like, no, I don't eat no pussy. And I'm like, you know, I don't
none
eat,
at all?
Like,
or just, you know, random.
I want to say none at all, but I could be fucking wrong. But he was just telling me, like, yeah, they got to hit the drop on me. You know, if they don't hit the drop on me, I don't hit the drop on them.
Oh, that's.
But, and it's so fucked up. Not saying I haven't adapted that, but I'm okay. Like, I'm not. I haven't eaten pussy since that conversation. I haven't eaten pussy mm-hmm. like prior to the fact. Like, I don't think a lot of women want that, but penetration can.
And that's what I was going to say. I think that a lot of women do prefer to get their pussy ate, but I feel like it comes from not being able to be satisfied through other things.
Yeah.
Like, because, I don't know, from whatever we do, anytime our dick touch anything, there you can get satisfied through that. Mm-hmm. And it may not always be to the ultimate satisfaction, but at least you can still rub yourself up against something and still produce some nut.
Yeah.
But women can't do that. Like, women, you got to finish the job in order for them to be able to come. And if everybody not fucking and just making shorties come.
Yeah, and that's the harsh truth. go ahead.
Because penetration don't just work for every woman. Like, every woman don't just want to be penetrated or doesn't, you know, be other things. And, again, there just needs to be a buildup of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to lead into stuff. You can't just be like, I'm going to stick this shit in. Let's go do it for it. Yeah. Suck on them titties for a while. Go rub on the clit for a while. Titties. Do some shit. Add some toys in there. Just try some new shit out or whatever. But I do feel bad for those women because they are like, well, my expectation is I want this shit ate so I know I can get mine's. Because I feel like you're going to get yours regardless, so I need mine.
Just stop. Niggas just need to stop fucking, like, drill rappers. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Stop drilling her shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Take your time and her shit. And make sure she feel good. Mm-hmm. Make sure, you know, sometimes you can tell the difference between a real moan and a fake moan. You know what I mean? Hey, I ain't going to lie. Sub
mm-hmm.
section. I am a fake moaner.
Mm.
I don't moan during sex.
I don't see it don't be natural for me, but it'd be like, okay, maybe. But I do know, like, I don't want to say I prefer for shorty to fake it for me, but I do know that helps with my performance. I know that helps build up my confidence in the middle of sex or whatever. So even if, like, let's say I'm giving you dick at a 5, once you start moaning, now I'm giving you at a 8 or 9. Yeah. Now you getting different dick because there's more motivation to it. So exactly. If I feel like, okay, maybe I need to,
do that shit. Ladies, instead of stroking his dick all the time, stroke his ego in the bedroom. That's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. It's same different. For Phyllis. Like,
yeah, stroke her ego. Tell her how her pussy feels sometimes. Moan a little bit. And I feel like, you know what made moaning weird to me? I felt like it was just so not manly to moan.
Because I don't know, when you watching porn, when you watching sex scenes, you don't see the man moaning. You don't see him being like, oh, yeah, like that.
Feel good. Yeah, bitch.
And that's the expectation. So, and that is another problem in the bedroom is that as much as we think we be knowing what we doing, and I feel like I be doing some shit, don't get me wrong, but I feel like there's shit I'm missing out on my own body because we haven't taken that time to explore. Or not even taking that time to explore, but it's like the comfortability thing. Now, that's one of them things where it's like my comfortability can change. Like, that's one of the things, it's like, shit can be worked on and improved because, maybe I'm not into Mona right now, but who knows? 6 months from now, maybe I'll be in that bitch screaming and y'all be like, oh, that nigga having the time of his life in there or whatever.
Our New Year's, man. What do you want for the pod for the new year? This is our third time doing it.
I told Nas this shit feels like it happens fast. Like,
fast as fuck.
We just were doing this. Again, a lot of growth. I want to see growth. And how we view growth is definitely different. We three years in, so we're celebrating 300 fucking followers on
Spotify
and Apple Music. Not Apple Music, Apple Pod. We got 400 streams.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, nigga, that is growth.
That's growth.
That is more than what we had last year at this time. And hopefully next year we can say the same thing.
Exactly.
That's all I'm looking for is growth with this. Growth, happiness, and I don't know. I just want to enjoy doing this. Like, next year, I just want to go the whole year and being able to enjoy doing this with no problems or not saying no problems because that's not ideal. Like, you have problems. Sometimes good shit come out of having problems. And that, I guess that'd be my positive message for the day as well. Yeah. Good shit can come out of having problems. And so,
I want to, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to go into the new year stuff. It's hard being a creator.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard because once again, people, we have normal jobs. We have normal lives. It'd be a lot of things going on, and we try to give y'all our all when we come on this camera, as far as our all to even dress it up to make it seem nice, like we don't have the world on our shoulders sometimes. For people that may have say things that you don't know the life that we live, or you don't know what it takes to do the things that we do on here. And that goes for any podcast, anybody that has picked up a camera and you don't know what it takes to do the things that we do.
Can I add on to that?
Go ahead.
Because I do, again, we talked about it, I think, in our last episode. Like, we see everybody always has a comment. Everybody has a criticism about what you do and how you do it and how you could do it better. We see niggas talk all the time about niggas with mics and shit. And again, like the Charleston White thing, sometimes I got to give you this personality because the way I was giving it before, you weren't receptive to
exactly.
it. So if you see niggas getting on camera, not saying us necessarily, but when you see people on camera acting ignorant, think about how much time you spent watching that versus how much time you spent watching some positive shit. Like, you'll click out of some positive shit really fast, but you'll focus on the negative shit. So when you... And give niggas time to, like,
develop,
grow and develop. There is so much shit. We have changed so much shit in just such a short amount of time within doing this show and stuff. And everything is about, I don't know, growth and development. You learn new shit. It's trial and error.
Exactly.
And it's easy for a nigga to be like, yo, you not this when you not even trying. You can do that all the time. If you not trying, you can always point out why a nigga ain't where he's supposed to be at, or why he ain't who he's supposed to be, but you ain't even trying. And we 3 years in this bitch, so 3 years in this bitch, and we still going strong, and I'm, like, really happy about that. We are not millionaires yet.
Not yet.
We have not reached a billion views on YouTube or anything yet. We don't even get monetization yet. But niggas is happy, and we are still continuing with this shit. Look at his effort and everything.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, just be grateful for that.
And that's why I'm so grateful for even the audience that we have garnished. You know what I mean? Y'all have been the most amazing part of doing this, because it's like, you know, sometimes we need that motivation to keep continuing this. You know what I mean? You know, it's easy to quit some things when things aren't going the way that they should, when you see people at their height and you see the things that you want for yourself. But once again, it's about the work that you put in. Sometimes it's luck. But sometimes people bust their ass day in and day out harder than you. You know what I mean? So whatever they're getting or whatever their story is, and they probably was going through a rough time, and God said, hey, this is your time to be blessed. And that's how you got to look at it. It's just not your time to be blessed. So in this new year and this new stuff, I just want the best for whatever is for this show. As in new alliances,
new faces, new everything, new places, new
elevation. That's for us to grow, for us to have more Akis in this space, to build this community. Like, we 3 years doing this, and this is 3 years of building of something that started out at zero.
Literally
started at zero. To hit millions of views, to reach people, to have people disagree with us, to have people...
Our shit being stolen, transferred over to other pages.
Exactly.
Like us.
Sometimes it's a surreal feeling that we don't even try to even... Sometimes I don't even be in the moment because I'm always like next. But that is such a crazy moment that people that we don't know are listening right now that we probably will meet in Kyrgyzstan, Germany, whatever the case is. Is this,
by us having, again, starting out where we starting out, or started out where we started, and being where we are now, we've been able to build up this community, and because we've taken it, paced it, and everything, and because it is moving a little slow, we've been able to, I feel like, build that relationship with our community and like get to know our followers a little bit. Like, our followers sent us a lot of shit and be like, yo, I like this episode.
Yeah.
I think y'all could do this and do that better. I think this would be good. Y'all watch it, and then y'all are able to give criticism. And it's like, when we read the shit that y'all are sending, it's never like, we'll just change this. It's literally like, oh, I've been watching this shit, and I've seen these things, and I like this, and I would love for this to continue. I think this is new, and I see y'all trying it. It's cool. but I think you might do better in this area. Mm-hmm. That is the criticism and shit that we're looking for. If you a hating ass nigga, stay where you at.
Stay your hating ass. Stay where you at,
please,
else,
and
bro.
Stay your ass in 2023.
Somewhere.
I don't know. Like, leave that hating ass shit. Leave it. Just leave it. Like, if a nigga not doing what you want them to do, or they not where you want them to be at,
You exert so much energy trying to be in, trying to fix somebody else's life versus yours. If your life ain't fixed, then you can't fix another life.
And stop thinking motherfucking shit is fucked up, because it ain't where you think it should be at, or you don't like how it look at the moment. People be very happy in their lives, and no matter how well it's going, no matter how bad it's going, people can still be happy and content with what they have going on.
Exactly.
It's you that's not, and that's a personal problem.
And you know, my last thing before we wrap all this up, it's something that you told me, not even in the last episode, but something you told me about Game of Thrones. And it was like, you're not, when you're not looking at it from what you're looking at. And you was like, hey, did you see when the deer ripped out the wolf's stomach? And now I'm looking at it as, this is that, y'all are probably seeing this in real time, but y'all don't see the seeds that we plant on getting to where we need to go. Or the right ways, y'all just watching the seasons, watching the stories, watching us develop, but until you go back
right
when we're at the spot we wanted to be in, it will make sense. That's all it will do. So that's what I'm ending with. Any last final remarks? No? All right. I'm Nas.
I'm Vince. Keep that hating shit in 2023.
Hey. Thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week.